Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. And you can listen to us wherever you are with the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB and JP, that is the foursome. But joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline, as he does every week at this time, it is the head coach of your Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry. He's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. Good morning, coach.
Morning, guys.
You feeling better about where you are now versus a couple weeks ago?
Got to.
Yeah, we had a good trip out west. Some difficult games. Struggled a little bit early on. Winnipeg game wasn't great. Edmonton, probably the game, the way the game played out wasn't dictated what the score looked like. I think it was a little bit closer than that. But we're able to grind out that back-to-back win in Seattle was huge after some difficult travel and finishing the trip. We got away with one in Calgary, but we'll take it coming back home.
Yeah, Coach, what a trifecta, too, in that game against Vancouver. Most importantly, you get 2 points against the top team in the West in their building, where they've only dropped 7 games all season. Ovi Potts, number 841 of his career. And TJ gets to 1,000 games played, milestone, all wrapped up in that win against Vancouver. That was a big one.
Yeah, it was. It was a really emotional, frankly, the whole day, because we had a nice video, sort of a tribute celebrating Osha's career. Then it becomes a little bit touch and go where he has to leave morning skate early because they had a little bit of discomfort there. So we weren't sure if he was going to be able to suit up that night. So you've got all this buildup. But then for him to be able to play and us to play the way that we did against one of the best teams in the league on the road Saturday night, and the way that we sort of held on to win that game, I thought it was a really inspiring and emotional win for our entire group.
Coach, I also saw that the team has plans to celebrate Osha's 1,000th game played. They're going to do it Sunday pregame before, I believe, the Winnipeg game, where all of the players are going to wear 77 during the pregame warmups. Then they're going to auction those off to raise money for a charity that fights Alzheimer's, which TJ's dad unfortunately suffered from before he passed. So nice touch by the Caps organization to do that, you know, in front of the home fans coming up on this homestand.
Yeah, it'll be great to be able to celebrate that with the Caps fans in our building. And it's just a when you think back, 1,000 games in this league is an incredible feat. And we just actually celebrated one in Seattle. It was Jordan Eberle, and earlier this year, I think it was Matt Duchene in Dallas. So there's some guys that have had just tremendous careers around the league, and Osh is one of those guys. And to be able to celebrate it on home ice and let the fans show their appreciation for Osh's career and what he's done for this organization particularly will be a great day.
By the way, how good does it feel to be home after, you touched on it at the top of the interview, after all the time zone crisscrossing, the poor sleep? I mean, I don't even like taking a 2.5-hour plane ride to Orlando, like, once. You guys are taking like 5 or 6 flights in a week, maybe more. How did you guys adjust to that? It's going to feel good to have 4 in a row here at Capital One.
Yeah, it was. The travel was a grind on that trip. Like you said, we were in Alberta, and that's pretty unique. You normally, when you go to Alberta, you play Edmonton and Calgary, whether it's back-to-back or a day in between, so you stay in that province. They're about, 30-minute flight away from each other. But for us to go out west and then back to Alberta was a little bit unique and added just a little bit of travel. And that back-to-back, I mean, the Detroit one we had with Ottawa earlier this year was difficult, more so because they were rested and going through customs and that. It just adds. So we that was a really tough back-to-back. But the Seattle one is logistically was the toughest on our schedule this year for the 2-hour flight, because normally when you play back-to-back, the league likes to keep your travel pretty short, but that's a 2-hour flight. Time zones in there, border crossing in there, which adds some time. So by the time guys are getting in, it's and to bed, it's like 3 in the morning, and you got to play that night. So that win against a rested team in Seattle really provided some mojo and some little bit of momentum for the trip that we were able to parlay and sort of springboard into Vancouver.
Talking to Coach Spencer Carberry of the Washington Capitals, you guys have been leaning on Charlie Lindgren more than Darcy Kemper. And I saw this stat, and I'm sure you're aware of it. When you guys give him a lead, he's 18-0-4. How important is it to getting on top early?
It's huge. And I think you saw a good example. We can just go back to the last game in Calgary, because we did not have our best mentally and physically. And so you're trying to work your way through that game, and you can feel that our pace of play and our brains, some of the reads and decisions were not there at all. But to get that early goal from Stromer, it sort of gives you, one, confidence, but two, okay, we can find a way out of this. We can find a way to get 2 points in this game, even though we might not have our best. And that's what you saw by being able to get out to that lead. Then you get a power play to score there, so you're up 2-0 now, where you haven't played your best hockey. And so sometimes you need to win games like that. And to your point of scoring early and getting out to a lead plays a huge role in that, as opposed to playing from behind.
So, Coach, we were talking about the upcoming schedule yesterday with Alan May, and we said, all right, they're home games, but they're very difficult games, and especially Toronto facing Austin Matthews, who scores like every night. But he did say, he made a good point, that you're playing all of those teams on back-to-backs for them. So Toronto played last night. They lost to Philly. Carolina plays the night before you play in Winnipeg, too. And that Winnipeg game's a 12:30 start. So just talk about the next 3 games in particular over the weekend with Toronto, Carolina, and Winnipeg all at home.
You're thinking the exact way that I'm trying to guard against of be very, very careful on thinking that opponents on back-to-backs are going to be somehow, some way easier. I understand the travel, that they're tough, right? But we've been in those situations multiple times this year and beat a rested team, like, i.e., Seattle. And so, their travel provides an obstacle for them, but you have to know that you're going to get Toronto's absolute best tonight, especially coming off a loss in Philly where, Sheldon wasn't too pleased with their effort overall from their entire group. And so you're going to get a hungry team in here, and we know they're one of the best teams in the league, tons of firepower up front. And so we're going to have to be get it cranked back up here, because Calgary was a little bit, end of a road trip. And now we've got to use yesterday to reset and get it cranked back up, like I said, for tonight.
Coach Carve, speaking of firepower, it's return to the power play. The Caps have the league's third best power play at 29% over the last 2 months. I mean, did you see that coming? Like, well, have there been a few tweaks that you've made specifically that you can point to? Or is it part of it just like Ovi scoring on the power play certainly helps? You got two of those in Calgary.
A little bit of that. But I think, too, as we sort of got more comfortable at the beginning of the year with trying to integrate some different things with Kirk Muller and like we've talked about of trying to get some different looks, trying to change the formation with Backstrom not available and Kuznetsov not playing regularly. So what I think has happened is now it looks way more seamless. Guys are comfortable reading off of one another. Okay, if X happens, here's what we do. If Y happens, here's what we do. And so all of our movement and reads has just become a lot more seamless for each guy, to where very predictable, very connected with what they're doing, and they're being rewarded and scoring some huge goals. I mean, they're like I said, the second goal in Calgary the other night, I thought was a really, really big goal, important goal there. And so not just the success that they've been having production-wise, but I think there's been some timely goals in games where we've really needed our power play to step up, and they've delivered.
So now it's going to be a roller coaster, because yesterday we were celebrating over the fact that the Caps are in the second wild card, and then we wake up today to see Detroit wins, they beat Columbus, and now you're a point out. So now you're at the point of the season where you not only have to take care of your own business on the ice, like you have to do against Toronto tonight, but you also, there's a little bit of scoreboard watching to see what teams like Philly are doing in the Metro and Detroit and those teams that you're battling with, that you're jockeying with over these last 15 games.
Yeah, and that's you guys do me a favor. You guys give me the updates each week, because we're really trying to stay in the moment. And I understand it. I get it. People are looking, watching. Okay, what if they win? Who are they playing tonight? All of that stuff. But to me, it's irrelevant if we're not handling our own business and worried about the Toronto Maple Leafs. And that's where I think our team and guys and staff has done a really good job of staying in the moment. Okay, so Seattle today, what do we need to do? How our backs are against the wall? How do we get a productive night from our group in Seattle? Okay, reset, rest day, and then we'll deal with Vancouver when the day comes, and so on and so forth. So we know all of that stuff, whatever other teams are doing, is going to affect us, you know, obviously, but it doesn't really matter if we're not handling our own business.
Did you foresee this like a month? Did you feel like you were capable of this, even though when you let some important pieces go? I mean, you guys were sellers.
Yeah. I've always had a ton of belief in this group, and if anybody that's followed us all year, you guys know we've been in some really, really difficult situations, and the character of this group has usually shown through where you just think, you know, this team doesn't have it, or there's no way they're going to find a way to get a result tonight or play at a level to keep up with this team. And that's, I think, what I give our guys a lot of credit, the character inside of our group, not only from our leadership, but also our young guys that are very, very driven young pros that not just want to be successful individually in this league and prove that they can be quality NHL players, but they want to win. They want to win, and they want to do the things required to win in this league. And so you see these games that we're grinding out 2-1, and, you know, maybe we don't have our best, but a lot of the little details and the little habits that you have to perform consistently to win in this league, our young and veteran guys are leading the way in that. And that's where I think us being in this situation and playing in meaningful games and trying to grind our way into the playoffs is a testament to the character of our entire group, young and veteran.
We know one of those young guys is Alex Alexiev. How important has he been to this team? Because early on in the season, he wasn't playing as much.
Yeah. Yeah. And we move Eddie at the deadline to Toronto, and he's got a good opportunity to come in and play and has earned quite a bit of ice time and has earned games and been in done a really good job. Like he knows exactly. I feel like he's got such a clear vision of his identity and what he needs to do. He's not, going to run your first unit power play, but he's a guy that's going to defend really well, move pucks well, and he is a big guy that gets in shot lanes. That'll, eat some pucks, whether it's on the penalty kill or 5-on-5, and sacrifice in that way. And he's done a nice job for us, post deadline.
Coach Carrs, we have to touch on the other Alex, obviously, becomes just the third player in NHL history to get 20 goals in 19 straight seasons, joining Gordie Howe and Brendan Shanahan on a very short list. I think you summed it up perfectly when reporters asked you what Ovi's secret was throughout his career. You said consistency. He's durable.
Yeah, that really is. Like, you look at the greats and those, being able to do that is so hard to do year after year. Being available for 19 straight years and being able to play in, mostly every single game for that long is just phenomenal. And that, the scoring and his talent and his ability and his shot, all of that stuff is off the charts and world class. But him being able to suit up every single night through an 82-game schedule and being so reliable for his 19 years that he's been in the league is remarkable.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time, man.
Good
we
luck
always
tonight.
Appreciate it. Best of luck at those 2 points against Toronto. Keep it rolling.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. We'll talk to you next week.
It's Coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAortho.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Very exciting that they are back in the mix.
I know what. Yeah. I'm sitting down at about 6:45, settling in for the evening, watching Caps Leafs. Hopefully get another 2 points at home.
When do you have your beers? Do you have your beer right at the beginning, or do you wait till the end?
Yeah, I don't wait till the end. I probably crack one as soon as the puck is dropped. Try to nurse it through the end of the first period. Have the second, probably mid-second period, and then try to resist having a third during the third period. It's usually my go-to.
But you could be one per period.
Oh, Oh, I could. Yeah, I certainly could.
It's probably more often.
I've been at points, but
it's your average.
I try to limit. I try to beat back that monster and put it in the closet.
No lunchtime brew.
No, I'm not
for the movie.
No, I get too sleepy. if I have a drink in the middle of the day, I'm basically done for the rest of the day.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Coming up next, what is Chris Sims saying about Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.